4. On the day he visited Casadega to see the place where his wife had died, Mark began by taking the same run she had made on the last morning of her life. Lauren's route through St. Petersburg's Bayfront took him down Fifth Avenue and past Straub Park, facing Tampa Bay. There he angled left and ran alongside the seawall as it curved toward the bridge between Old Northeast and Snell Isle. At the bridge, he stopped running and then walked back, letting his breathing settle. Once, during an early run here, he'd seen a shadow in the water and loudly announced the presence of a shark. It was actually a dolphin. Lauren, born and bred on the Gulf Coast, a scuba diver from the age most kids learn to ride bikes, laughed so hard that she couldn't breathe. Mark thought of that moment often. Lauren, in running shorts and tank top, soaked with sweat, looking fit and impossibly young, doubled over and gasping with laughter she didn't have the air for, her ponytail bobbing as if to count off the wheezes of her silent laughs. "I know you're from the mountains," she said when she could finally speak, "but I have never heard anyone yell shark like that in my life. Outside of the movie Jaws, that is. It tells me things about you, babe. You see Flipper and you scream shark. That tells me things." He told her that he hadn't screamed anything, he'd just announced what he thought he'd seen. Announced it a little loudly, maybe, for clarity's sake. That only made her laugh harder. She'd ended up on her butt on the sidewalk, arms wrapped around her knees and tears in her eyes, fighting for air. Following today's run, he stopped for a cup of coffee at Kawa, the little coffee shop on his building's ground floor, then went upstairs, entered his condo, and walked out onto the deck. There he sipped the coffee, shook a single cigarette loose from a pack of American Spirits, and lit it. This was the last part of the routine, the one he liked least. He had hated his wife's cigarette habit. It was the only consistent fight they ever had. He told her it was selfish to those who loved her because it could take her from them young. Funny, the things you could be so strident about, so convicted of. When she died and left a pack behind, he couldn't bring himself to throw them out. He smoked them instead, like a Catholic lighting candles.